Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. All you handsome men, you beautiful ladies watching, I love you and I'm gonna compliment you when you're gonna take it. Ha! Okay guys, so what am I talking about today? I'm talking about why do great guys settle? And do great guys settle for just okay? Not only guys, also women do this too. I'm gonna get into this later, but let's focus on this topic. Why do great guys settle? I think what happens a lot is guys sell themselves short, which you do. Let's be real. You guys do that. You guys, I know you very well. So let's evaluate the problem here. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of tough love here, okay? Because I love you and I'm looking out for your best interest. Biologically, you guys have a higher sex drive. Some women have a really high sex drive also. But mostly men have the higher sex drive than women. This is obviously an advantage sometimes, and this is also a disadvantage. And this is a disadvantage where you have to be careful and mindful of this. I want you guys to be careful where, when you're dating, that first woman that you're attracted to may not be the best fit for you. Because your sex drive takes over. So if you're consciously aware that you're like, okay, am I thinking with my hormones? Or am I thinking with, is this woman good for me? Because everyone's naturally attracted to people. You know, even women get caught up with things where I'm like, oh my God, he's so dreamy. I just want to like hug him all the time, you know, that kind of thing. But eventually the looks fade. Eventually true colors come out. Eventually the real personalities come out and you have to figure out if you blend well or not. So that's the reality of the situation. And I want you guys to just be aware when you're dating and things like that and start thinking to yourself, is this woman going to lead me to a stable life? Is this woman going to lead me to heavenly experiences? Or is this woman going to lead me to a life of living hell? So there's that something like that you can think objectively. Okay. We'll just think about that for a moment. Because you guys do this, you guys unconsciously sometimes think with your sex drive by accident, just biologically you're wired this way. And we love you, but you just need to be aware of that because it can get in your own way often. And the big problem is that you men, either you wait too long to make a move or whatever, or you don't wait. So they often say men don't wait. Is this good? So biologically, you do have a higher sex drive. So you don't. So if you don't wait, is that a good decision or a bad decision? You tell me. Because you could end up dating a woman or end up in a relationship with a woman because your sex drive is high, or that you're just lonely and then you're feeling regretful because you realize, crap, I'm with a woman that's not the best fit for me. So again, I'd say be cautious. If a woman is throwing herself at you on the first date to like make out and things like that, I don't know, everyone's different. I'm not judging, but it just shows a test of her character, to be honest with you. Because if is she valuing you for your looks, for your physical attributes only, or is she valuing you to enjoy your company as well? Because let's be real, I mean, everyone loves attraction. You know, I love attraction too. But the thing about it is, in my case, I'm a little bit shyer with dating, especially in the beginning. I'm more reserved. I mean, I'm social, but I'm reserved. I don't like make out or like normally kiss on the first date. That's for me. That's a bit out of character. But it kind of shows where your value, what her value is, in a sense. So, and now, to be fair, some cultures, it would be like, okay, I'm just going to do a little smooch, and then that's it. I think that sounds harmless. I think you guys just need to be careful with that. Also, why you settle would be that you guys wait too long. I've noticed this, especially with the spiritual religious community. I don't know why, but you do. You guys overthink way too much. You guys just really, you seriously just need to relax. And you guys overthink and you're thinking, well, I don't want to make a move yet. I got to wait for the exact timing. And, you know, I value her, so I don't want to like touch her and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, seriously, that's way overthinking. You seriously just really need to relax. overthinking way too much. Because if you wait too long, what happens? What happens? You tell me. You lose your chance with a woman that actually could treat you good because you waited too long. And then what's the result? You live a life full of regret. And then you're going to call the genie. You're gonna be like, anyway, why didn't I, you know, make a move when I wanted to? And I'm like, well, I don't know. You should listen to me because you waited too long. So there's that result too. So you guys need to just, okay, think about that objectively, okay? That's another issue with you guys of why you settle is because you're, that's the part too where you're not going really going after what you want. And also with the settling in regards to that, where with the sex drive where you have to be careful, you could end up with a woman that doesn't treat you good. And then you get sucked in because you're lonely or in the sex drive or hormones or whatever. But then emotionally it can be damaging. And I want to tell you that I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry for women that hurt you. I really, really am. It's unfortunate that people make bad choices and bad decisions. And there's so many good people out there that actually make just bad choices. I've had a woman open up to me how she cheated. And she, the fact, she is with her love of her life, but she's a really, really good person. And she told me, she didn't actually want to cheat on her husband. It just happened because she wasn't in love with her partner for so long. Or they fell out of love. But she didn't want to hurt him. So I think that even the people that do cheat, they're not bad people. They just make really bad choices. Please do watch, if you haven't yet watched my video on how deadlines can be healthy. Because psychologically, you can research this. I heard this confirmed from a therapist. Psychologically, we are not developed until the age of 25. So if you've been cheated on or hurt from a woman, I want you to think of it this way. Think of it as, okay, well, she wasn't developed until she was 25 anyways. So that makes sense why she was so wacky. She wasn't developed yet. Okay? So maybe think of it that way. Also, people are raised differently and have different experiences. So that's, of course, there's that thing too. So I'm not making full excuses though, but I'm just trying to have compassion for the situation, okay? Also, I want you guys to be careful of women that use PMS as an excuse to treat you like crap. Because if you're a woman and you're watching this, as women, we are biologically wired this way, where we have PMS and we are hormonal. And the reality is some of us do have issues where we have to work on that. So, like, for example, in my case, I suffer from Hashimoto's. And as much as there's positive videos on how you can overcome it, it's a big pain in my butt. I'm going to tell you right now. I hate it. I wish it would go away. It has ruined my life. No, I'm just kidding. Not fully ruined. It's seriously a big pain in my butt. Hashimoto's can be very intense sometimes. And it could be worse, but I really don't enjoy it, and it really screws up my hormones. In my case, I'm very aware of that, and every guy or whatever I've ever dated, I've always been consciously like apologizing if I'm ever snappy because of the biology of my body. My genetics kind of suck sometimes. Anyways, so I want you men to have compassion for women that have these issues. At the same time, don't allow women to use that as an excuse to treat you like crap. There's two different things. Okay? There's women that can't help it because of their genetics or whatever is going on, and they apologize. And then there's the women that seriously say, I'm allowed to act like this because I have this. That sounds rude. It sounds mean and heartless, and I don't agree with that. And I believe a good woman's not going to do that to you. Okay, so I want you guys to be careful about that. And I want you guys to know that I value, okay? And if you need a pep talk, you can email me at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. Don't allow the bad women to ruin it for everybody. And there's so many good women that would be throwing themselves all over you. Behind every high ego, negative male, there's a teddy bear just waiting to come out. I know you're in there. Come out, guys. Come out the teddy bear. I know you're in there. Okay. This is side effects from having brothers. I'm just kidding. Okay. Some of you, I do these funny jokes with one of my friends. She's like, I don't get it. I'm like, you don't have brothers. That's why you don't get it. Anyways, But remember, the genie embraces self-improvement. Why? Because nobody wants to feel like a babysitter in a relationship. Nobody. I've been there, done that. And a problem, too, is sometimes you men, I love you, sometimes depend too much on the women to teach you things. And it's great that you're open and we have the willingness to learn. However, you also have to learn yourself. And you have to be a man up. You have to man up, be a real man, right? And man up positive. And when I say man up, it's in a positive sense, not in a negative sense. It means to be a man, be self-aware, deal with your emotions, and don't get in your own way. All right? So, but yeah, I want you guys to practice self-confidence and look in the mirror and say to yourself, I am a good man. I'm smart. I make good choices and all those things, and try to boost your healthy ego. All right? And I want you to work on that. That's your assignment. Please do not use me as a therapist. My job as the genie is to provide a wake-up call. My job is to provide a trigger. If you need some therapy, you need to see an individualized therapist. But my job is to provide the wake-up call of why Americans are unhappy in the first place, and people with each other in general, and to bring some perspective from my life experiences of trials and tribulations. So I'm here to help. Again, if you want some advice or you want to collaborate with me, please contact pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. I love it, all you handsome men, you beautiful ladies watching. And please like, subscribe, and comment below. Please share with others, because I want great guys to stop settling. Stop it. Stop doing it. And please check my online shop below for all my company, apparel. There's some unique men's shirts down there that I think you'll like. And please don't forget to check my company information below and the meetups in Las Vegas. And again, I'm your genie. I'm here to help. There's going to be lots more videos to share. Okie dokie. Alrighty. Spooky. So have a good day, good night, and all that lovely folks. Alright. Ciao. Bye.